rise. Join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, January 22nd, 2021. Are there any changes to the attendee's agenda? Meet with department heads, elected officials. Des Moines County Auditor's Department.
Hello.
Sarah Doty.
Well, at this time, I'll speak for it.
Okay, Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor. I didn't want to say that for a minute.
Well, we're leaving today, and I figure if somebody has to type up the minutes, then she might as well conduct the meeting too, so. Anyway, but the auditor's office, we're just preparing for elections, for the city school elections, and we're just busy doing many other things in the office, so.
Thank you. I'll try not to mumble, Sarah.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Doing pretty good. Keep busy, doing a little catch-up. We were gone last week at our conference in Des Moines. Everything up there was pretty good. It was pretty security-focused, so that was pretty interesting for me. We also did our external cybersecurity assessment with CISA. So I had about 2 days worth of fun on that, about 300 questions. So didn't take very long to get burnout on that. But they're going to generate us a report and kind of graph us based off of other entities our size in other counties on like where we land in terms of vulnerability with cybersecurity. And so when I get that back, hopefully here sometime within the next couple weeks, I'll sit down with you guys and go over that and see where the board feels comfortable being vulnerable in certain areas. Other than that, you know, just keep busy and trying to play catch up from last week.
Colin had one interruption last week. One of the supervisors, who shall remain unnamed, and is speaking, clicked on a link that he shouldn't have clicked on, and as it turned out, it was a test that I failed. But I took up the makeup exams right away and did very well on those.
Overall, with the monthly tests we push out, you know, we do really well. I mean, especially compared to a lot of other counties I talked to about. You know, some of those fishing tests. So, but yeah, I mean, there's certain folks in the county that are more susceptible.
Who shall remain unnamed?
Exactly.
Tommy doesn't have Bob to pick on.
Thank you, Colin.
Yep.
Sheriff, Des Moines County Sheriff Kevin Clendenning.
Good morning. Things are going well at the Sheriff's Office. We have been pretty busy through the summer so far, but things are going good. The jail population's at 68. We just have two out of county, so numbers are good out there as well. Our Civil Service Commission met last night. They certified a list of five candidates for potential hire for future deputies, so we're glad to have that process, that testing process done and move forward with that. I think the Civil Service Commission, for their service on that board, it's a thankless job, but it's a very vital part of the process, so it's great. And, Sarah's actually the secretary for that board. Thank her for that as well, too. We're finding lots of responsibilities for her. So.
Thanks, Kevin.
I see on your Facebook page you've been real busy.
Yes, we have. They're out there hammering it. So.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I want to mention something real quick before I forget it on the DOT project north of Burlington. Sounds like the week of July 12th, they're going to shift traffic over and off of the current lanes and over onto some of the new lanes. It'll still be two-lane traffic. But yeah. I wanted to mention that. That'll
what was
be,
the date you said?
The week of July 12th, that was moved back. It was supposed to be before that, but I'm guessing some of the weather has pushed their schedule back. So one to pass that on, even though it's not our project, it obviously has an impact on a lot of county residents. So
Brian, would that involve any of the crossover on Flint Bottom, or would that get back onto the old highway still?
that will involve, I believe, some of the crossover. It's going to be, I think, a fairly drastic change.
Okay.
It will take some, because if you think about it, I think they're going to come along, and so traffic, instead of turning onto Old 34, if you've been through there, if you're not paying attention on one of the side gravel roads, you can almost be guilty of stopping in the wrong place. I'm almost surprised we haven't had somebody run through a good stop sign because of just not paying attention to how it all lays out. So, yeah, they're gonna have some barricades up to keep people from using the old highway, because they're gonna start tearing out, obviously, that bridge, and some of the old highway will be coming out. It's gonna be some significant changes. And I do believe, I don't know, there are multiple crossovers, and they're not gonna use all of them all at once, obviously, so, but I do believe we'll be driving on some of the new roadway, which, as far as I understand, will involve Flint Bottom, but I have a superintendent who goes to those weekly meetings, and now that they've pushed it back, I can't tell you their exact plan, but I do know that that's why they're connected. Right now, their big push is to connect up the new lanes to the existing lanes, so that they can move all that traffic over to there and start tearing out that old highway and the bridge. So, and then a couple project updates for us. The last couple days, Friday and Monday, our guys were Jones, the contractor, been pouring concrete on Flint Bottom. That's gone well. They pulled all the way up to Beaverdale last night, not quite to, but as close as they could with their paver. So the next couple weeks, they'll be working on the handwork, the radiuses and stuff right there around the intersection. So I mean, it's possible that segment could wrap up within about 3 weeks, give or take. And then, of course, once they're done with that, I would note that they're going to jump to the east and work on the eastern segment of that, and that road will be closed. Local traffic will accommodate as far as people that actually live in the construction project. So same dynamic, and once we switch over, the locals will be able to drive through, or not even locals, everybody will be able to drive through the piece we're done with. So anyway, that project is moving along, and all things considered, honestly, I think it's gone very well, especially for how wet things were. Today they're actually pouring the main line on the south end of the Highway 99 bridge. Daly's doing that, Daly Construction. So actually that'll wrap up concrete on the south end of the bridge. North end, I think it's got another week or so before they can do any concrete work on the north end. But they were supposed to start putting rock in on the north end today. So there's still work going on, probably a week's worth of work anyway on the north end before they're ready for concrete as it is. So things are moving along out there. It's a different look. So sometime we'll try to get you out there. But it is nice to see that progress. I mentioned about a maintenance project out on White Camp, but I just simply want to give the guys credit. It was a slide. Tom and I slipped out there last Tuesday. We lost about a quarter of one of the lanes during, and that's a dead end, narrow gravel road. So that's a big deal. And basically the guys have been kind of more or less working in a creek to try to get the slope stabilized for the last week or two. I don't know how many, probably used close to 100 gabion baskets. Did a bunch of riprap work, and are in the tail end of the process of rebuilding the roadway. So a lot of credit to our guys. I thought that project would actually take longer. If you'd asked me, I would have said it at least a couple more weeks. So it's gone very well, and we'll be out of there and on to the next headache, wherever that's at.
Ryan, what road was that?
It's White Camp Road, just north of Burlington. And then dust control, county dust control, that it has been delayed. And the main reason is because there's a trucking shortage. And so I guess whoever pays the highest gets the trucks, and then other people are left to sit. So they're having a hard time getting the product from Chicago down to here would be the main point of that. So they started Monday out in the Danville area. I believe they got 140th and Roosevelt done. And then it was just a matter as the trucks kept going. So they have made progress since then. And they're out working. They're going to be here all week, but it's going to be slower than normal. Normally they hammer it out in a week or less, and it's probably going to drag out a little bit longer because they just can't get the product as fast. So I thought I'd mention that too, that that is ongoing. So other than that, guys are out blading. We have a little bit of moisture, so trying to put that to use.
Good evening, I called you. Did, how big a tree was that?
Not very big.
Not very big.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was either going to have to hit the car or hit the tree.
You should have just stopped and moved it off.
I could have.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Chug your wife with you?
No.
That's not a great idea on Highway 99.
If my wife would have been there, why? I'd have had her pull it off.
It was not a very big tree. I think the superintendent, I don't remember. No, actually, I ended up having a motor grader operator run up there and get rid of it. We actually were out because of the wind that came through here over the weekend. We didn't have as bad as elsewhere, but we did have, I think the guys were out three or four times just on down trees. So that's been kind of a frequent occurrence here with some of these little bursts that we've had of storms. The call's fine. I mean, whether you call or whether dispatch calls, the call's going to come through either way. So it was good. We got somebody out there and got taken care of.
Well, I figured if I called you and then when they called you, you say, hey, I'm already on this.
Yeah, which is what I do. When you call me, I just text the superintendent so that when they get a call from dispatch, they already know about it. And I just called a guy and sent him out. So
I got to get with you later about some dust control. I had some questions about that.
Great. You want to do that later then?
Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting. Everybody likes to listen to that. So, all right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Rodney, please, your maintenance.
Good morning. Got a lot of stuff going on. The alley project is finished up. They poured the last little northwest section last Friday, so the alley is open. We're kind of doing some crack sealing stuff along there, so that turned out really nice. You'll be able to park on that little northwest section probably here in another day or two, kind of letting it cure up a few more days before we get vehicles on there. Also last week in Judge Bailey's courtroom, they finished up the audio visual project. That was one of the deals that the state had contracted with the contractor for an audio visual setup in each one of the courtrooms in all 99 counties. So we'd already finished up the third floor one, so they put it in Judge Bailey's. So now we have courtroom on third and courtroom on first, all set up with that. So that finished up last Friday. The GEO, they poured the slab for the generator last week. The generator's supposed to be in today. So I'm not sure if it's there yet this morning or not, but that's supposed to be here today. Also, we have a job opening, as we mentioned last week, for lead maintenance. So if anybody's interested, they can stop by the auditor's office and grab an application, turned in, or then go to the county website. It's also on Iowa Works and also Team Staffing Solutions, kind of working on that as well. So if you know anybody interested, have them stop by or visit the county website and they can download the application and get it sent in. So, other than that, we're keeping busy. Thank you.
I got stopped by somebody that works at the water department at Hy-Vee and said to say thank you and good job on that alley. He said that the water department loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been much needed for a long time, so.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you, guys.
I'll take a copy of that job description down to the Buckeye.
Okay.
Put it up on the bulletin board.
Here, I thought you were going to apply for it, Bob.
Never know.
I hope we have higher standards.
Never start an argument with anybody by saying by the barrel.
It was just out there.
Damn. Hanging curve. Jared Lasseter, Lemon Juice.
Good morning. We don't have anything on the regular agenda today for subdivisions, but we did have a couple of items we wanted to address through work session afterwards. So apart from that, I don't have anything noteworthy. I don't know if Zach has anything else.
No, just been busy. I've been out the last couple of days just catching up on some emails. I know Jared's been busy.
Yeah.
He's planning stuff the last few days.
Nothing earth-shattering.
Yeah, nothing crazy. So, typical stuff.
Des Moines County Recorder, Natalie Steffner.
Good morning. We have been informed that Henry County Board of Supervisors has passed an ordinance for their off-road vehicles. and I believe their fee is double what Des Moines County is, so.
Who is this, what county?
Henry County.
Henry County's double? That doesn't make sense, they're not better than us.
So we're.
It's the meaning of this.
People are not, used to not like our price, but I think they're gonna like it now, so.
Yeah, just point that out, though.
Yep.
They could always move. It's gonna cost them.
But otherwise, things aren't going well in the recorder's office.
Thank you, Natalie. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Just a normal week this week, not a lot of meetings. Ryan's on vacation this week, so maybe that gave us a break for a week. So we're just doing the regular business, helping people with disabilities as they come in and getting applications and things like that. So just a normal week.
Thanks, Ken.
On a lighter note, did you know Ken bought him a motorcycle so he could run around these places now? He's a Harley man.
Really?
This is my first Harley. I've had like, I don't know, 10 or 11 motorcycles before this, but they were all metric cruisers, they call them, but now I've got a Harley, yep. Thanks to my wife. We're having our 35th wedding anniversary in July, and that was our gift to each other. We both always wanted one, and we got a used one.
That's nice. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right.
I drive and she rides in the back. You should see the comfortable seat in the back. That's why she picked it out. It's really nice.
Just for the record, Ken, I'm looking at a moped. Hey, we'll go cruising sometime.
Yeah, let's go.
I was thinking of drag race.
Trent, I want to go out on a limb here and say you're probably here for the closed session.
I am, that's correct.
Is any reports from the county attorney's office? I saw her shooting up the stairs.
Yeah.
And got to ask her how things were going, and she said they're going.
Yeah, the boss upstairs doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You know, so we're real thin right now, but yeah, everything's going good.
Good. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. Really don't have anything to report. We had a really busy month with the active killer training, and I'm taking vacation the first part of July, so I want to make up for it. Other than that, really, things have been going well, so.
Good. Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. We held our annual tax sale yesterday online, and out of 492 parcels that were offered, 433 were sold, so that was a total of $644,690 and some odd change, but we're just keeping busy, so we'll start processing those certificates today and getting those out and start in on collections again.
Thank you, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, I'm a little late ended. We had an interview on the radio this morning. Got a perfect face for radio, I'm told, so. talking about our Big Hollow Water Quality Symposium coming up on Thursday, getting ready for that. Cross our fingers that the weather holds out. We've got, like last I checked, we're around 50 RSVPs, so we're going to have a really good turnout on that. We've gotten 325 or so responses to our online survey, which is an enormous response rate. So we're real thrilled about that. Otherwise, just kind of keeping the parks going. Campgrounds continue to be busy, and kind of keeping on. So looking forward to bringing all this water quality stuff together and hearing what the engineers and the different agencies have to say from the research and stuff. We're going to be presenting that for the first time. I haven't even seen it yet, so looking forward to seeing what they've got to say on Thursday.
Big Hollow Campground keep filled up on the weekend.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's generally, it seems like we're full usually Wednesday. Definitely Thursday though. So if you're not there Tuesday or Wednesday, or early Thursday, there's a pretty slim chance you're going to get a campsite for the weekend. And then we got 4th of July coming up, so I think if I read the calendar right, we're falling right inside that two-week window for 4th of July, so we're campground will probably fill up this weekend, and then we'll stay full clear through the 4th of July weekend. So,
yes, sir. Are fireworks allowed in state parks in Iowa?
No.
No.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Comments or anybody online?
No, just us.
Dale Schmidt, CEO of Real Greater Burlington. Their Greater Burlington Partnership And you're certainly welcome, just if you will come anytime you want, but if there's anything you'd like to speak about, you are more than welcome.
There's a letter in the mail.
Is there a chicken? Okay, thank you. Speaking of which, I see no correspondence. Did either of you gentlemen get any correspondence? Brian did.
No.
I get correspondence all the time.
Somebody was discussing the ditch mowing schedule.
Yeah, we're mowing. That's what I can tell you. It takes a long time to cover that many miles of road. So, particularly when you have a few breakdowns mixed in and a lot of wet weather, and you only got so many bodies. So sometimes people get frustrated. That's all right. So,
Ryan, we'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have approval of department letters of appointment for fiscal 22. Every department each year sends in a complete list of their employees with the up-to-date salaries for each employee for the payroll department, and the board needs to approve those, and I know you've all seen them. You've both seen them.
Approved.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. I should stamp each one of those. I'll stamp those after the meeting. Okay. We have a fireworks permit for the Gletty family reunion. Already sorted out and corrected by the auditor's office.
I move to approve Gletty family reunion fireworks permit.
Second.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. And we have a fireworks permit for Scott and Laura Hobrick. Same story.
I move to approve fireworks permit for Scott and Laura Hobrick.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. The auditor's office always checks these to make sure they've been approved by the fire chief in that area with the appropriate payment. We're lucky to have that efficient an auditor's office. We have a Class B permit for the Flint Hills Municipal Golf Course, and I spoke to the sheriff, and he said there's no problem.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have a cigarette permit, an annual cigarette permit for River Mart. I also spoke to the sheriff about this, and there's no problem.
Move to approve.
Second. Here for Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Hard to break habits, Sarah. I almost said Terry. And we have an employment contract for the maintenance director. We had a couple weeks ago, we had a closed session, and we offered Mr. Bleesner the opportunity to become contract employment as the maintenance director, and he accepted. He is now the official maintenance director for Des Moines County at $70,000 a year.
I move to approve Hot Rod for maintenance director.
Well, I'm not sure that's the motion I was hoping for, but I'm sure it'll be okay.
Sorry about that. Forgot what I
was. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
I've been called worse.
So background.
You know that's going to stick, though, right?
Mm-hmm. personnel actions for the auditor. Two, we have Sarah Doty, payroll first deputy, unpaid time off for June 14th, 7.5 hours unpaid, and Chandra Bleesner, clerk one, a 36-month step increase from $36,871.78 to $37,609.17.
Move to approve both of them.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Personnel actions for the recorder's office. We have Renee Wellborn, clerk two, unpaid time, 3 hours on June 8th, 7.5 hours on June 9th, and 7.5 hours on June 10th.
Move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Three personnel actions for the sheriff. We have Keaton Hoshek, a deputy, a 6 month anniversary increase. The previous rate was $45,735.05. The new rate is $48,784.08. Monica Ryan, clerk two, a 1 year anniversary. Previous rate was $31,133.96. The new rate is $32,453.60. And Charles Thompson, part-time courthouse security new hire at $18.67 an hour.
Move approve all three.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. For the correctional center is for Jacob Trumbull, an assistant cook, discharge, effective June 17th.
Move to approve.
Okay. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of June 15th, 2021. You're going to have to motion that, Shane.
Move to approve. Here.
Second.
Abstain.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey? Okay.
We have a closed session to discuss pending litigation for Iowa Code 21.5, paragraph 1, paragraph C. Is that how you say that, Trent? We will need a motion to go into closed session.
Move to go into closed session.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Okay. You tell that new owner up there you need an extra hour.
I didn't know you were here for another thing.
Oh, my deadline for this report.
If everything's easier for them, I guess.
You know, we took your last paper your last week when you got home.
You did what?
Your paper last week, you know, that I got
yeah.
through mail. Took it Friday. I put it against my Wednesday and Thursday paper.
We brought and yours that in here.
That much thicker. In my Wednesday, Thursday, because I didn't get a Wednesday, Thursday paper. They got a new paper boy, and he forgot me.
Extra space in the
morning. I'm sure they'll make it up to you.
No, they won't. I got text through that.
I'd say take them to small claims court.
Sounds like a good idea, Trent.
They're not for their contract.
They're using for personal.
We need a motion to close the closed session.
So moved.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. During the closed session, the board decided to solicit bids to replace the front courthouse stairs and heating system. So we need to have a motion to that effect.
I make a motion that we open bids up to replace the front steps and the heating systems on the courthouse front steps.
I second that motion.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Okay. Other business.
I have none.
Future agenda items.
I have none.
Committee reports.
It was hot down in Branson, that's all I can tell you.
Not that.
And I had fun.
Good.
I had workforce development, and the bottom line is, just to make it really short, is a lot of this money that's going around right now, it's a one-time deal, and we're living kind of in an illusion, and the only reason, or the only way that we're going to survive over the next 3 years, being over drastic, but being dramatic, but everybody's got to work. Everybody in Des Moines County needs a job. So I'm just sending this out there that if there's anybody in Des Moines County and you need a job, call me on my cell phone. I'll help you find a job. You don't have to fill out an application. Call me on my cell phone. I'll have somebody help you fill out a job. 319-457-2652. Leave a message because I answer on the first ring. But look at this. If you need a job, there's jobs available. You need to work. You need to work.
And cut.
And cut. That was it, though.
We'll have that into a 60 by this afternoon.
We need jobs, or we got jobs, we need workers. So that's all I got.
Thank you, I agree. I attended, I guess, the ribbon cutting out at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. The Road Grader Grant has been working on it for years. There's a big, huge section out there that they've going to be in an industrial park, and they had to get, of course, the Army or the Department of Defense owns it, so there's about 6 million pages of regulations and requirements to get anything done down there. Well, they've sorted all through that. I think they've got most of it fenced in now, and as soon as they've got like 25,000 square foot buildings, all identical, and a bunch of land. So they've and there's rail access. So it's it would be very attractive to certain industries. So, but they had a ribbon cutting. To the best of my knowledge, all the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed, and they're ready to start trying to get businesses in there. That's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. I'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that call or that email. In the meantime, anybody in attendance have any comments they'd like to make?
your friend Tim Starbuck says hello.
Oh, yeah.
He and I were talking about you early this morning.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he took care.
That's good.
He sedated me first, though, so don't get any ideas.
If you write something, we know Mike will just say he was under sedation.
Guys out there, have a good Father's Day.
Incidentally, the remedial courses I took for clicking on that link. Did you see those?
I've went through them before. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them with the question, but the other was a game.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, you had to. Every time you had a wrong answer, the wrong guy got closer to the server. The bad guy. And if you had a right answer, then you got closer to the server and you had to spin a little dial You know, that you got one, two, three.
Yeah.
It's, remind me of Candyland.
I've done that one.
They update them every few months. I don't think I've actually done that.
Anyway, it was
kind of
fun.
Send him another one. He wants to play the game again.
I won easily.
As Father, why do you have closed sessions in the middle of a meeting?
We have, in the past, we had had them after the meeting was over, and I believe it was it the county attorney or somebody told us that said you're supposed to have closed sessions during the meeting.
If you're going to vote on
right
well,
before you adjourn.
Before you gavel it, that's during the meeting.
We've done that before. This one we had, because apparently we've got a vote. There was going to be a vote after that, whether we were going to replace those stairs.
But still.
Close
session.
Bob, we're here.
We've always got it in mind.
We're here to patronize the taxpayers in Owens County, not the news.
Okay.
There's no further comments. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
You just got reelected here.
Thanks a lot. He's not going to print it, but...